This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today I want to talk about the folks that don't pay their bills, not just for 30 or 60 days, but golly, they just seem to forget them indefinitely. In other words, they're deadbeats. There's a whole industry devoted to bringing them back to life, and one of those who resuscitates deadbeats is Judy Sheeks. And she's written a book, and she entitled it with the phrase, the question that she's heard many more times than once, how the bleep did you find me? I really thought that was kind of funny. It was often the phrase that came out of somebody's mouth just as the process server was laying the papers on them that we got you, pay or else. And well, first of all, Judy, thank you very much for being willing to write about some of your trade secrets.
Well, thank you for having me on. It was a labor of love, and I'm so glad you enjoyed the book.
It obviously, one of the purposes of the book should be as a warning to people. You really ought to pay, and if a conscience doesn't get you to do that, the fact that you're not likely to get away with it. And you had some pretty extreme cases where people had been very resourceful in trying to conceal themselves. You catch them anyway. They just can't drop out of life. I suppose if somebody went and lived in a cave for the next 50 years, you might have trouble finding him. But people don't live in a cave for the next 50 years, do they?
No, they don't. And unfortunately, people have gotten a little bit too chatty with their own personal information, whether you're a deadbeat or just an average, normal human being. And that's the other reason I wrote this book. Basically, if I can find you, anybody can find you. And I'm looking for you for a good purpose, for a legal purpose, because you've run afoul of the law. But some whack-doodle stalker, some bunny boiler that's determined can use a lot of the same tricks that I do, and they can hunt you down. So I'm hoping that by providing some of the stories of what the bad guys did wrong, people can kind of see what they may or may not have done in their own online life and take steps to correct it.
And you may not have somebody that you have personally offended. If you're at all in the public eye, such as Congressman Scalise, it just may be that there are people that don't think you should be living. And they can find you. Now, probably finding the congressman was relatively easy, but anybody else could be found as well, even if they don't have quite the same public persona that a congressman has.
Absolutely. There are internationally, we'll call them infamous, people on Twitter who are known as doxers. And doxing is a particularly detestable practice of hunting down someone's personal information and putting it out online. And there's one gal here in the States, she was written up in a couple of the British newspapers because she's got, I don't know, 50 or 60,000 people that follow her, and she will regularly get angry at somebody whose tweet she didn't like, and she'll put out a call for her followers to give up information on where that person lives, what they do for a living, where they work, or their phone number, and targets them for harassment. So it can actually happen to anybody.
It can. You would think that Gun Owners of America wouldn't have too much of a problem, but about 30 years ago, probably, a group of unwashed burst into the office and tossed a bunch of crickets all over the desk of the poor secretary that was sitting there in the front. Like to scared her to death. We weren't hard to find, and we hadn't done anything to interact, engage with them in particular at all. It's just that they didn't like the fact that we were who we were, and I think that was probably Congressman Scalise's situation. He didn't have any personal relationship with his attacker at all. They're just people out there that don't like certain people, their notoriety bugs them, and they're going to make them a target. But obviously, your profession deals with people who probably are in some ways the opposite end of a spectrum. They would like to be completely off the radar, and it's interesting to what lengths they might have gone to do that. And you can catch them anyway. That's pretty extraordinary.
Well, 9 times out of 10, they make the same mistakes as the average Joe does when they're online, if they're on Facebook, if they're on Twitter, if they're on Instagram or Snapchat. They post too much relevant information online, forgetting that absolutely anybody can see it. Most people don't know that if you're on Facebook, the default setting is public, which means all I have to do is type your name in the search bar, and I can go right to your page. I can look through all of your statuses, all of your pictures, get your mother's coleslaw recipe, and I can find out where you live, what you do. Some people in their about pages put their address, where they work, their phone number, and they don't realize that anybody can find it. So it's kind of a cautionary tale, really.
Well, and I think that's a good idea, because there are people that, you know, what if we changed the facts just a little bit, and it weren't Congressman Scalise, but it were Citizen Scalise, and somehow somebody was just really cranked about this guy. They could have found him almost as easily as his stalker found him at the baseball game.
Oh, absolutely. I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago. There was that news story about SEIU that showed up at some banker's house to protest. And the banker wasn't there, but his teenage son was. They got information on his home address from totally public sources that are available to anybody.
In fact, you mentioned in your book a similar case with the Secretary of State in Kansas, Chris Kobach, and happily none of his family was home at the time that they were flash mobbed. But, yeah, they got his address and all they needed to get there and do their crazy little left-wing thing.
Yep, and I will guarantee you that he didn't go to cocktail parties with any of those people, so it's not like they knew him personally. But the government is a great source for getting personal information on people. And if you drive a car, if you have a house, if you've ever gotten a traffic ticket, in some states, if you've gone to the hospital, I can go to government sources and I can get every bit of information I need to about you.
It's I would think it's, as you say, a cautionary tale if you're thinking of being a little slippery. You just can't really imagine how difficult it is to completely disappear. I remember, why don't you tell the tale of this guy that turned up in Belgium and the investment counselor, I guess, and he had disappeared from the States?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he was another one of those. He thought he did everything right. He was on, he's gone international, left the country, but he was still on social media. So it was just a quick matter of stalking him, if you will. I'm basically a internet stalker.
Well, internet stalking seems to pay well from your own account. You've made a good living doing this for people who've been stiffed any number of ways, and they have a real problem paying their bills, and you kind of help them pay their bills. We'll be back and talk some more with Judy Sheeks. How the bleep did you find me?
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Judy Sheeks. She's the author of the book, How the Bleep Did You Find Me? A an utterance, perhaps not just a question, but an exclamation that has been heard by her and her servers more than once when they deliver papers on somebody that was trying to elude the long arm of the law and the long arm of the court for payment of various due amounts. And you say you've been involved in this line of work now for 23 years, and
yes.
You're not just cherry picking. The book isn't the ones that you happen to have work out well. You're saying that you've never not found someone.
Never. Going on 23 years now, and there has literally never been anyone that I haven't found. Some of them take longer than others, but I've never come up empty-handed. So there's not much you can do to get away.
It seems that one of the more common shortcomings from the criminal's point of view of disappearing is they can't resist the temptation to be on social media.
Oh, my gosh. Social media has made my job exponentially easier.
And probably cheaper if you don't have to pay the investigator. You just flip through a few social media and, oh, voila, there's Mary Jones.
9 times out of 10, all you have to do is Google somebody and just follow the links. It'll take you to their Facebook page. It'll take you to any newspaper articles printed about them, any arrest record that they have, and you can just go from there.
It's really amazingly easy, as you've described it. What might it have been like in the old days, which was, what, 10 years ago maybe?
Yes, back before there was such a thing as Facebook and MySpace, it was a matter of getting change of addresses through the post office, or once a week we'd drive up to Denver and go to the DMV and get vehicle registrations, because unlike your driver's license, which most people don't update with their address until every 4 or 6 years when they have to renew their license, every year when you get your vehicle or you buy a new vehicle, you've got to give them your current address. So, and that gave me an extra bang because I also had their license plate number and the model and make of their car that I could look for.
And then if they think to put the, there was one case, as I recall, refresh my memory, but they put the car in a child's name, perhaps, hoping that that would throw you off?
They put their utilities in the child's name,
In
the social security number, and a lot of women do that. I don't know why, but 9 times out of 10, when it's like a family situation where one of the parents has taken off with the kids and they shouldn't have, almost always they will decide to put their new utility account in the kid's social security number. And if you've got that, and of course I can get that, you've got them. And that goes back to government being a great source of information. If you've got a utility account, I can find you.
If at least if the person is in an open record state, as I think you put it, and
yeah,
there's quite a few of those states, then it's just a matter of time, and probably not that much time, before you can get them nailed down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even the states that are not open record states, for my purposes, because I am a licensed PI, I can still write to the authorities and get that information. But then you go back to the wackadoodle stalkers, and if they can't grab the information from a few clicks there, all they've got to do is stalk you on Facebook.
You know, you've already mentioned it, but I think it is worth repeating, and why, even if you are not anticipating a divorce or any other kind of messiness, it's a good thing not to be overly public, because this new internet game, we might call it, is of doxing, could end up being tragic. Your data are available, and as you say, it doesn't even have to be an open record state. Somebody that's really determined may well be able to get your information. And then all of a sudden, you're up online, and, you know, what if Secretary of State of Kansas Kobach had been at home with his family? In another case that you mentioned, it was a son that was actually home. It must have scared that youngster to death to have an angry mob outside the home. These are pretty frightening episodes, and as we saw with Congressman Scalise, maybe we have come to a time when we're not just going to hear some ugly words and maybe some nasty signs in front of the house. We may be dealing with even direct actions designed to harm or to kill. So one's privacy gets, I would think, to be a little bit more of a priority.
You know, I've noticed, especially the past, five, 6 months, the rhetoric on social media has just gotten more and more inflammatory. I don't mean to unnecessarily scare people and stop them from living their lives, but if you don't take some precautions whenever you're online, it almost can't amount to having unprotected sex, really. You know, to put it indelicately, if you're not taking certain very easy steps, like going into your settings on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and making sure that your posts and your statuses and all of your pictures can only be seen by friends, you're just asking for trouble.
And even at that, you pointed out that a friend can end up being somebody that maneuvers himself into that position. Either somebody blindly accepts another friend, and I've done that. I'm kind of a public person, and so I don't have any reason not to, because there's a lot more ways people can find where I am, certainly where I work. But if somebody gets a friend request, what I think I see you saying in the book is maybe you want to think twice about whether you say yes to that.
Oh, absolutely. And even then, when I'm looking for somebody, I talk about my 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon rule. The first thing I'll do is I'll send them a friend request. And if they don't respond, I'll go online and I'll look for their friends who may or may not have mutual friends with me, or their relatives.
Well, there's the music. We're heading into a break. Let's pick up with the 7 layers of bacon rule. Maybe we can just pick that up from the beginning to make sure people have a clear understanding of how easy it is to find them, and maybe the some or all of the steps they want to take to protect themselves. Talking with Judy Sheeks, how the bleep did you find me?
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today we're talking about how to protect yourself, especially online, from predators of one sort and another. If you're a deadbeat, it might just be the store that you've run the account with too far. But it could be an ex that wants to do some harm. It could be a lot of different people for a lot of different reasons, some good, some bad. We were talking about the Bacon Rule. Why don't we just start from the beginning and talk about how people might keep that in mind as they're trying to protect their privacy?
Kind of a takeoff of the game that was popular a while back called 7 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. If everyone is related in some way. So if I'm looking for you, for instance, on Facebook, I am always amazed by the amount of people who just accept my friend request right off the bat. Well, once again, once I'm your friend, I've got access to everything you posted, including all of the information about you on your page. If not, if we don't have mutual friends, I'll send a friend request to some of the people on their friends list. Then I'll wait a little while. I always get one or two. And then once I'm thinking that you might decide, oh, well, they know so-and-so and so-and-so, so I'll go ahead and friend them, even if they don't, once I'm friends with your friends, I've got access to all of their posts. And everything that you have posted on your page, on their page, every comment you have made on their page, and every picture that they have that you're tagged in. So it's just, again, just be cautionary. If you don't know somebody, you really don't know them.
I'm just thinking, there must have been a time without the social media when your job could have taken a little bit longer, been a little bit more challenging to find people. It almost sounds to me like you can, 9 times out of 10 or whatever, but most of the time you can just sit down and cleety-clack, and boom, you've got the data staring you in the face that you're looking for.
Basically, yeah. Pre-social media, it was a matter of me actually calling their neighbors, their friends, and, oh my gosh, their grandparents. Little old people are fountains of information. All you have to do is call somebody's 91-year-old grandmother, and they are more than happy to give up your new address, where they send your Christmas present to, and everything else. So, again, it's not even a matter of trying to hide. Again, it's just realizing that people who are looking for you are not necessarily looking for you for good reason. And especially in light of what happened to Congressman Scalise, you just never know who's out there these days.
That, I think, is even causing members of Congress to consider. There had been a bill languishing in the Congress since the beginning of the term, since January. And the measure would say that your concealed carry permit will be treated as the same way that we treat your driver's license, recognized in all states. And the problem is, given a lot of light by what happened to Scalise, because I'm just assuming, I haven't talked to any of the folks that were at that practice. The congressmen can pretty much do what they want. And if they want to carry a gun into the House buildings and the chamber, they can do that as far as I can tell. But the staff's another matter. And a lot of staff were at that game. And they had, in Alexandria, Virginia, they would have been fine having a concealed carry permit either from Virginia or from Iowa or wherever they're from, and having that gun in their bag at the game or whatever it might be. But then they would have had a real problem going into the District of Columbia, which just doesn't recognize very much of anything from other states, particularly with guns. And so a lot of these staff would have probably had to gone home, left their bag and their gun there, and then gone back to work, which would have made them late. And that, I think, explains why none of them, a bunch of Republicans, that many Republicans, and nobody had a gun. That's got to be explained by the laws that I'm just pointing to. And that's really a shame that we have to live in a world like that. But one of the things that strikes me is that we got to get this legislation moving so people don't have to worry about, am I breaking the law if I take my gun legal in my state, but now I'm going over to New Jersey. Well, I hope you don't have to go to New Jersey. But if you did, you really wouldn't want to think about taking your gun, because if anything happened, you're in trouble. And this law would help. But back to how people can keep from being found, I like some of the examples that you gave. One of your chapters was entitled Tracking Angelo. And it turned out he didn't make it very hard at all. I think you started on unfolding his, unpeeling his onion at the DMV.
Oh, Angelo was a character. He was the consummate bad boy, so he had a long enough record that I could trace him. But I've got a couple of data sites that will pull up your addresses for the last 20 years. And Angelo, if I remember correctly, had just kind of dropped off the map.
Mm-hmm.
Normally when that happens, it either means that somebody is specifically trying to hide, or they're locked away, and in Angelo's case, that's what it was. He had been in prison for like a 5-year stretch. So
naturally, he didn't get into any trouble during that 5 years.
He didn't, but he went right back to his old ways as soon as he got out, and I was able to trace his whereabouts from, I think he went from California to New Mexico to Oklahoma and promptly assaulted somebody in a gas station and landed in jail there. So jail records, traffic tickets, anything court-wise is a wealth of information for me.
And as a licensed private investigator, it's all available at the click of your keyboard.
Yes.
That's amazing. You can run, but you cannot hide.
I've been told that, and it's actually true. You can hide, and if you want to drop off the grid, you can almost be really successful at it, but you're not going to do it overnight. It's going to take months and months of planning and work, but it can be done. And I have a chapter in my book, of course, of what to do if you do want to disappear.
There are some good guys, I guess, that are concerned enough about malicious people of any kind. They may not be interested in collecting a bill. They just may want to kill them. I think the Congressman Scalise episode indicates that you don't even have to know that you have an enemy. Scalise didn't know this, his attacker from Adam.
No, I think I just read that his attacker had a list of Republican congressmen.
Correct. If he'd have made it past Scalise, he wasn't finished. He would have continued on. Well, of course, had he made it past Scalise, there were others at that game, all of them equally unprotected. And it was kind of scary because they were playing in a fenced-in field for which there was only one way in and out. Every other exit was locked. And so they would have had to come past his shooting point, and that would not have ended well at all. And had it not been the number 3 Republican in the House, but the number 4, there would have been no armed guards there. So the takeaway is, carry your peace with you, folks. Don't assume nothing's going to happen. Scalise didn't have anybody that he knew of that was threatening to kill him. Anyway, we're going to return with Judy Sheets and her book, How the Bleep Did You Find Me?
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, Judy Sheets has had such an interesting career, and she's put some of the highlights of it. How the bleep did you find me? A commonly used spoken question by folks that were served process papers when they had least probably been expecting to get served. I guess my, in a way, one of my favorites anyway would have to be the guy giving lessons on some kind of economic matter in Belgium. Having fled the coup in the United States because he needed to get away from people that wanted him to pay up. And there he is in Belgium, and it was kind of, I don't know, you'd say it was dramatic. It was for him, but it was kind of interesting, the circumstances that he had to receive service in. Why don't you give us a little account of that? I thought that was neat.
Well, you know, he couldn't stop doing what he normally did over here. As soon as he got settled into Belgium, he started in with his seminars and with his full-page ads and with everything else. So it was just a quick matter of tracking him, getting a hold of my sources there, and hunting him down. You know, years and years, when I was just a wee little one, my daddy co-owned a collection agency, and this was before Al Gore or whoever it was ever thought of even spending the internet.
Al Gore's amazing internet, as Chris Plant, the DC talk show host, likes to refer to it tongue-in-cheek.
Back lucky in the bad old days, my dad just had a network of people that he would call on the phone to go out and look. And courtesy of the internet, I've got a global network of people now, but all I have to do is shoot them an email or Skype with them. So the world has gotten much smaller and unfortunately much more dangerous.
And happily for you, much quicker when you can get this same amount of information on the internet that your daddy had to get by making phone calls that probably weren't answered right away every time, and finally following up, maybe sending some mail. What might have been weeks or even months is now a few days.
Exactly. Exactly.
Pretty amazing, really.
Again, it's always, always, always because somebody has tripped up and put something out there that they shouldn't have put out. And I think that's really my main message with this book, is even for just people who aren't trying to hide, you need to be more aware of your surroundings. When you're typing on social media, you don't physically have somebody looking over your shoulder seeing what you type. But in actuality, you do. And if it's not me looking for you for a legal reason, it's some wacko looking for you with intent to do harm. So the first thing you need to do is go in and check all of your privacy settings. Make sure that on Facebook that nothing is set to public, because that's the default setting on all social media. And my gosh, at least take it off of that, and you're going to save a whole bunch of heartache in the future.
That's it just sounds so simple to do, and yet I don't think Facebook makes it transparently easy. Go private here. You have to do a little poking around before you can get settings and then find out what settings. It's something that needs to be done. It's worth the effort. But, wow, I think hopefully you're incentivizing all of us to take the trouble and do that. You just never know when you're going to need this kind of information. I'm looking at my notes, and you had a chapter called Midnight Moves, and a domestic situation got to the point where the wife got the kids for the weekend, and by the time the Monday return date was rolling around, nobody was there. A guy went to collect the kids, and the house was totally bare. Not only no kids, no furniture, nothing. That's incredible.
Yes, she vanished. She cashed her last paycheck and didn't even put it in a bank account. Just went to the employer's bank and cashed it. And no trace, no nothing. So it was just a matter of me, again, going through the file, going through her divorce file at the attorney's office and looking through for names of friends, names of witnesses, and social security numbers for her kids. And that goes back to the end user licensing agreement on social media. You know, most people of us look through the little thing that Facebook or Twitter or whoever says you have to sign to accept their service, and that's what I call the EULA. It's the End User License Agreement, and at the bottom it says I've read and agreed to the terms of service. Well, nobody reads all the way to the end of it.
It's rather daunting, actually. It's a lot of small, fine print.
It is, but buried in the middle of every one of them is the phrase, we're going to share your information with third parties. And those third parties are a lot of my data mining information sources that I subscribe to every month. So Money Talks and Facebook will send every bit of the information they collect on you to whatever third party pays them the most.
And of course, if somebody disappears, one of the ways they might get plugged in again is, well, they had to get some power, right? Unless they're really off the grid and they're firing up that old cook stove, they want to turn the lights on. Apparently, that'll connect you to them just as well.
Absolutely. If you've got a utility account anywhere, I've got you. If you've got a cell phone anywhere, I've got you. If you have a driver's license, if you vote, there are ways to get that information anywhere. There is a guy back east that has a website where he publishes voter rolls from every state. So if you've got somebody's name and you know they live in Virginia, you can go to his site and it's going to give you their name, address, who they voted for, and the last time they voted.
That's an amazing amount of data. Obviously, I'm sure that's not a free service because just the server space alone for that has got to be pretty substantial.
Didn't Mr. Obama start something in Utah quite a few years ago where they're amassing data information on everyone in the country?
Well, that's what we had read about when it's kind of been off the radar. But, yes, that's what we think might have happened. I've joked in the past, and then it turned out maybe it wasn't a joke after all. I said, hey, listen, you don't have to take notes on this conversation. If you have any questions, just call the NSA and get it played back.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's in any government's best interest for them to keep tabs on their citizens. So I'm pretty sure that site is still active in there.
The idea that they would let it go is the inertia of a bureaucracy is such that unless the word comes down from the top, unless perhaps Donald Trump or a relative has had a bad experience with such a data collection, that call is not going to come, and it will keep building and remaining in service. So, I'm afraid you're right. It's just absolutely what a joke, though. Some people, they'll lie about anything. I was struck by the you were a server working for you, found the subject, and the husband was... maybe it was the guy himself. He was mowing the lawn, and he said, I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who that guy is.
That's like waving a red flag in front of a bull with me. Do not ever lie to me. So I made him my case of the week.
Well, let's return with the case of the week because he should have just kept cutting grass and probably been better just to say nothing and pretend that nobody was there. But, no, he was probably used to lying a lot and thought one more lie wasn't going to hurt. So he did, and we'll find out what happened. Going to be back and talk some more about how the bleep did you find me.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.